And welcome back to Living Blended. I'm Colby.
I'm Megan.
And good evening to you.
How are you? You know, it's almost my bedtime. It's 8:50, so it's like, yeah. I'm like a 9 o'clock bedtime kind of girl.
Yeah, and I'm not.
No, not at all. So most nights it's you watching some sort of sports show or
sports show.
So sports football, something. I don't know. You're watching something about the Yankees or something. I don't know. And then you play with my hair and I fall asleep on the couch.
Yep. So it works.
It works.
I get to watch my shows you're not interested in.
And I get my hair played with and get to go to bed.
Yeah.
In a reasonable hour.
Which is The Captain. It's a good show.
Yeah.
That's on Derek Jeter. I'd recommend it to any sports fan out there. But I grew up a Yankee fan. I have watched
a little bit of it before my eyes close. Yeah. And now you're a Rangers fan because you grew up a Yankee.
Yeah,
I grew up a New Yorker.
Yankee. I think I'm still a Yankee because I'm from New York. Right? By definition, I'm still a Yankee.
Yeah, I guess. You don't really have the Yankee like accent, though. You do say some things weird, but...
Yeah.
Water.
So I'm told. Yeah. Water, chocolate, something else. Yeah. I don't know. The last couple weeks, what have we been up to?
First day of school.
First day of school happened. Mm-hmm. Yes. That went well. School's going well.
Yeah, school's going well.
Adapting into first grade life.
Yes, first grade life. He seems to be really enjoying it. Really like his teacher and the communication level that she has.
Oh, yeah, she's
really
good.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. We're working that puppy life.
Yeah.
Man, she's...
That's a struggle.
You forget how
much a puppy is.
I know. And we have our other one, like we have three, and our next youngest, like our middle for a child, is not even two. So it hasn't been.
It can be middle for a puppy too. You say middle for a child.
Middle for a child. She's the middle for a child.
She's the middle for a child. Yeah.
She's not even two yet. So it's like, it hasn't been that long since we did this last time. But
yeah, but I forgot about it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I definitely forgot about it. Like forgot about the having to watch every move they make. So it's like, oh, did you pee on something? Yes, you did. Is that a Lego in your mouth? It absolutely is.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Or the real fun, like, hey, what is that in your mouth? And then they take off across the room.
Yeah, a lot like a toddler.
Yes, very much like a toddler. I remember when we had Scout, when we got our middle fur child, a Scout, when she was at that age, Caden was two, and they both did that same kind of thing. Whereas now I feel like he'll just straight up lie to my face and be like, nothing's in my mouth. But
yeah,
at the time he would just take off running in the other direction. And there was many a time when I would chase both of them across the house because they would both have something in their mouth that they didn't want me to catch. And I got a chicken.
Yeah. Lilo does that too. And she's onto this, getting on the couch and just peeing on things.
Yeah, she can. So our other one, Scout's a corgi. She can't get on the couch because she doesn't have the leg length to do that. So we never had to worry about her getting up there and biting things or peeing on something or anything like that. But Lilo's taller and she can get up there and get up there. She does.
Yeah. And if you're a corgi fan, what's Scout's Instagram? Scout has her own IG.
She does. She is that corgi Scout.
Yeah. We got to do one for Lilo.
I know. Scouts came about like sort of naturally. We were, a friend of mine and I were at a restaurant and they asked, like their marketing people were there taking pictures because it's a dog friendly restaurant and taking pictures. I ordered for her off of the pup menu. They had like rawhides and bones and just different things and ordered for her off the pup menu. And she was sitting there, you know, just gnawing on a bone while we were having our lunch. And they took some pictures of her and said that they would like to use her in their marketing. And I was like, oh, cool. That gave me an idea. So let me see if we can get some freebies out of some of the products that we use. So yeah, a couple of different, like Chewy and Outward Hound have used her in some of their marketing stuff.
Yeah. It's more just been fun taking pictures of her.
Yeah. And she's super photogenic.
She is very photogenic. Yeah. Yeah, so go follow her. That corgi scout. And that Aussie Lilo.
We haven't made one for her yet.
I hope that's available.
Yeah.
We had baseball season start.
That's super fun.
For both kids.
Yeah. Our oldest is competitive and really likes it.
Yeah, he's an 8U. Mm-hmm. He's 6 years old, but he's playing in 8U. He's about to be 7 in December.
Yeah, and then youngest is... had his first practice on Friday, and it's like watching cats being herded attempted to be herded because they just are all over the place. It was like watching cats go after a ball of yarn. Like, they all just run after it at the same time.
Yeah, so funny. I hope he gets to the age where he is like his brother and wants to improve and get better and take, you know, take advice. But even today, Carter got kind of burnt out. We went to the cages, or like
batting cages.
Essentially batting cages. Yeah. But like, you know, we're pitching to them. And I could tell after, I don't know, probably 50, 60 cuts, he was just done. Mm. He was tired.
Yeah, that's a lot for a kid. Especially after all day being at school. And I mean, by the time practice ended, that's his normal bedtime.
Yeah.
So it's a lot for him.
Yeah. But hopefully our four-year-old gets into it, because that would just warm my sport-loving heart.
I know it would. I think he's going to be a theater kid.
And football's coming up. He's so dramatic. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I know you're excited about that.
What is it? Oh, the sports football?
Yes, one of the biggest sports.
Don't you have your sports football something this weekend that you're going to do?
I have my fantasy draft, yes, my home league fantasy draft.
I will be at brunch with some mimosas.
I will be hopefully in a pool with some beer.
Mm. I would rather have mine. We will be sitting in a bougie restaurant with some mimosas.
There you go. It's
like girls' day, so you have fun.
What else? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So today we were going to talk about us.
We are going to talk about us.
Going to talk about connecting with your spouse and the importance of it, how it can get lost, and, you know, how to make sure that it doesn't get lost.
Right.
Essentially. So, I mean, do you want to just jump right into it?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the biggest things I think we do, and are it's one of the silver linings that I found when I became a single parent, was kind of me time.
Mm-hmm.
And that me time has turned, you know, because the kids are with us half the time, that turned into some me time and some like us time.
Yeah.
That was really important. So we make a point to do date nights pretty routinely. I would say just about almost every other weekend, like every weekend that we don't have the kids, we're usually making a point to do something. And that can range from, you know, a ton of different things, just going to the movies, going out to dinner. But one of my favorite things that we've done, and we haven't done it in a little bit, is the book to your right there, the Adventure Challenge book.
Mm-hmm. I do love the Adventure Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's definitely important to, regardless of what you're doing, we can talk a little bit about kind of the stuff that we do, you know, putting your relationship, don't putting it on the back burner, putting it on the front burner.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, for a couple of reasons. One, once the kids are grown and out of the house and the supplies, whether it's a traditional nuclear family or a blended family, like once the kids are grown and out of the house, you don't want to wake up next to a stranger.
Yeah.
Because you've just been parents the entire time.
Right.
But also, I mean, I forget the exact statistic, but it's well over half of blended family marriages fail.
Yeah.
And if you don't make that a priority, then I mean, that is your likelihood. And obviously don't want to have that happen for a couple of reasons. One is, I mean, you love and care for this person and you want to spend your life with them. You committed to them. And also, I mean, to put it bluntly, the kids have already been through a failed marriage. They've already seen a failed marriage. And for them to be kind of put through that again and to not see, I mean, I think it's important for them to see a successful marriage. And so I like the fact that, I mean, we joke all the time. We have pictures of, you know, of us, like, we'll be kissing in the background and the kids are making kind of goofy faces like, oh, parents kissing, like gross kind of stuff like that. But I like them to see us being affectionate with each other. Like, I want them to know what a good relationship and a healthy relationship and marriage looks like.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to see us happy and goofing off with each other. I also want to, I mean, don't mind like getting into, not I wouldn't say fights because we don't really fight, but like disagreements with each other in front of it and in front of, you know,
in
with
front them, in front of them. And resolving it.
That's exactly where I was going. And resolving it in front of them so that they can see what that looks like and healthy communication. And but I think that if you are putting your marriage on the back burner and then that's not going to happen. So
I want... I think it's just more so a problem in blended families, but it's still just as much a problem in nuclear families.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, people wake up and their kids have moved off to college and they wake up to a stranger and then divorce happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you don't really want to do that either. I think that you married this person for a reason.
Right. Outside of the kids.
Right. And you want, yeah, you want to spend your life with them. And it's like, yeah, kids, the kids are important and should be prioritized, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be pushed to the back burner either.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you get complacent sometimes, yeah, and just kind of get into your routine, especially when you have kids and the kids are in like extracurricular, mm-hmm, stuff and they're in school and they're in all these schedules and you just kind of fall into these routines. And I mean, it's like weekly or biweekly, you almost have to shake yourself out of that.
Yeah.
And make sure that you do the things that are needed to connect with your spouse.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I think that's a good way to kick it off.
Yeah. I would say even maybe sometimes date, like we do a daily app, plug Paired here, but a daily app, yeah, called Paired, and it's a one question a day, and it can be, most of the time they're open-ended. Sometimes it's like little quizzes, but it gives you, sometimes they're, you know, more casual fodder, like what would you do if you won $1 million? And sometimes it's, you know, deeper stuff, but it can prompt maybe a conversation that you didn't even think to have.
Yeah.
But also it's just kind of a daily check-in or even a weekly check-in, to make sure that you're making some time to connect with your partner, and you don't get to see their answer unless you answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
So, it kind of holds each other accountable, and I'm always curious to see what you say.
Yeah. I feel like we've been doing that for probably over a year,
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I don't know where I saw that app at, but
yeah,
I'm sure it was an Instagram thing.
Oh,
but
I don't feel like we've seen, even in that year, I don't feel like we've seen any repeat questions. Mm-mm. We've seen questions that are like close to each other, but it's definitely prompted like dinner time conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Or just prompted, like, you know, if something had been, it, like you said, you never really thought of it.
Right.
And then when you see the question in front of you, you're like, okay, yeah, let me like critically think about that,
right,
and answer. Is it, when you're typing it on your phone, sometimes that can be easier to answer really openly and honestly.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
you need.
Absolutely.
You know? So, and then that's just the kickoff to starting
a conversation.
Genuine conversation.
Especially if it's something that can be a little more heavy.
Yeah.
That if, especially if you're like, because a lot of times we don't answer when they're in the same room with each other. We'll be, you know, you'll be.
Yeah. Like I'll be at work.
Yeah. Or, and I'll, whatever. And it's, we're just apart. And so there, maybe you have some time to let emotions like, I guess sort of die down if it's something that's heavier. So we can actually, because I know that I'm super sensitive. It's more applies to me, but I'm super sensitive. And sometimes if I answer something that's emotionally charged, it's hard for me to have that discussion right then. Like I need the time to let my anxieties resettle.
Yeah.
So Paired is an app.
That's been one of the more fun things that we do. That's part of our routine.
Yeah, now. That is part of our routine. I love Paired.
I miss days.
I
don't know what my streak is now. I feel like I'm probably in double digits, but I feel like I'm now breaking my streak at double digits. I get the notification and I'm like, you know, if I get it at work and it's like, hey, don't forget to do your Paired, then if I dismiss it and I don't remind myself to do it again,
yeah,
then it pops up at like 9 o'clock at night.
It does sometimes, and if I haven't done it by then, sometimes I'm like, oh crap, I'm asleep.
And if
it's not like, I feel like I'll get it like if I'm like driving or something, like I'll get, because it comes up really early in the morning. So sometimes if I'm taking the kids to school, I'm driving, obviously I'm not going to do it right then.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And some of them require more thought for me too.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Cause yeah. So yeah. Paired.
Yeah. Paired. We'll link that in the show notes.
Yeah. And just to go back real quick to, date nights, not talking, you had said that sometimes you don't want to find yourself in 20 years waking up next to a person after kid's gone and you're like, oh, who is this person?
Yeah.
So, you know, making it a point to not on the date nights or even on the times where you're trying to put your relationship in front of everything else, you know, if the kids are in bed or maybe the kids are at their other, you know, with their bio mom, just making the time, making it a point to not talk about the kids, because it's very easy to fall into that too.
Yeah, where everything becomes about, you know, them and what they're doing in school, rather than you guys as a couple or you as individuals and who you are as people.
Right.
So.
Right, which is why you got married in the first place.
Right.
So, yeah. But, so back to the adventure challenge.
This is something that you found.
I think I actually was a sucker of a social media thing.
Wow, it's not just me.
No, it's not just you. I'm usually pretty good about ignoring that stuff, but
can't relate. I get sucked into every bit of social media marketing. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I think we got that probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they have like two different versions of it. I think they actually have a family version.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that.
Yeah, which we've picked up something similar to that. That's actually in that drawer mm-hmm. with the book too. That's for like, it's more geared towards families and
right.
and not as structured. But basically, I think there's 50 date night ideas in there, and it kind of gives you hints as to what the date night ideas are, but doesn't really spell out anything until you kind of lottery ticket scratch it away and reveal what you're supposed to be doing.
It tells you if it's like indoors or outdoors. It tells you if it's something you would need a babysitter for. If
yeah.
it's something, it gives you kind of an approximate time span. Like if you're, this is going to take 1 to 2 hours. This is going to take 4 to 5 hours. So you know kind of how much time you have, especially if you have a babysitter. It tells you if it's best done in the morning or like or during the daytime or if it needs to be dark outside, those kinds of things.
Right. Just
so you can allowing get hints. You to
prep.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have to go out and get anything like that. So.
Yeah. And we've even used, like you can do them in order, but we've even used it to where, you know, we're like, okay, we want to do something at night. It's a great day out. We want to do something outside. Mm-hmm. Let's look for something that's nice and outside.
Yeah.
I think the one that stands out to me the most besides...
You proposed a proposal. One. Yeah.
Yeah, besides that, I proposed
you using cheated one. With that one.
I did
you
cheat did with that
look
one.
At it. You looked it up ahead of time, right?
Yeah, yeah. But besides that one, the one that stands out to me that I think was just the most enjoyable was the three dessert one.
Was that the biking?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I did like that one. That was fun. Yeah,
it was
fun.
Like, don't, spoiler alert. It was like, yeah. Don't use a car, either walk or drive to three dessert places.
Yeah, to three different desserts.
Three different dessert places yeah. and get dessert. And I feel like we did it in like a spring or summer day, and we didn't have bikes at the time. We now do, but we just rented bikes on the Trinity Trails.
Yeah.
And
you rented just, like the, what is the?
Oh, I got the electric.
Yeah, one. The electric bike. You were like hauling ass.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Now I needed a pedal to get rid of all those ice cream calories because we ate gelato and...
We had gelato.
Froyo.
Froyo, and then we had those popsicles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Steel City Pops.
Steel City Pops, yeah.
Yeah. All good. What was the...
The gelato place, a Morini or something like that? It's in Clear Fork. Oh,
it was the one in Clear Fork.
Yeah, it was so was really good. And didn't they make it like in the shape of a flower?
You'd remember better than I would.
Hey, it was delicious.
Yeah.
I remember that much. It was
yeah.
delicious.
But yeah, so there's like really fun date ideas like that. There's more mm-hmm. campy stuff.
We did one where it was, you have to go to like a secondhand or like a thrift store or whatever, we went to like Goodwill and some other thrift store and you had to like select an outfit for your partner.
Yeah.
And then,
I think we modified that one. Did I don't we? Know if you, yeah. Was it just go to, and then was just go to dinner?
Or you had to go out in public.
Oh, I know how we modified it. Take a
picture or something.
Yeah, you had to go out in public, and you were supposed to use a different name. Like, you were supposed to have a different identity. Oh,
that's right.
And we never did that.
I don't think we're going to introduce ourselves to the server.
Yeah, because it seemed really forced to be like, oh.
I never introduced myself to the...
John?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you, John. I'm Barry.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, it just seemed forced.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I've enjoyed them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Okay, making time outside of date nights, making quality time, mm-hmm. setting ground rules for how the quality time is going to be, which I think just also ties into love languages, which I think we've talked about ad nauseum.
Yeah. I mean, I think that having screen-free time is super important for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, having that. I mean, because it's the 21st century. We're all going to have... You know, most of us are tied to our phones or our laptops or tablets or whatever it happens to be. It's just the world that we live in right now. And and I don't know that that's really going to change. But I think making a conscious effort to not have phones at the dinner table. And I feel like I sound like a 70-year-old man when I say that. But like,
that's a rule in our house.
Like no phones at the dinner table, no screens at the dinner table. Whether it's at, you know, we're having dinner at home or whether it's dinner at a restaurant, but like not sitting there with a screen in front of your face.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially at a restaurant. It's really easy to fall into, and you know, that works for some families.
Yeah.
It's really easy to fall into here's a tablet while mm-hmm. we're sitting getting dinner because I don't want to you know, I just want to keep you happy.
Yeah.
I think is the goal.
And don't get us wrong. It's not to say that we've never done it. We have.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, especially if it's like a family dinner and we're going to be there for a while and,
right.
and something like that.
And a long day.
Yeah. And that kind of thing. Like you're okay after a while and it's really hard to keep you contained and, you know, we're not the only adults there and we don't want ever, like, it's not everybody else's responsibility to sort of have to deal with that behavior. So yes, here is a switch.
Like, yeah.
So it's not to say that we're not judging, I promise.
No.
There are definitely times when we're like, here's the screen.
But we do make it a point to
have that quality time. Yeah.
Have that quality time to sit down and just talk as a family.
Yeah. Harder start to like, I noticed that the other day, because like, we'll randomly ask questions like, what was the best part of your day? Or what was the worst part of your day? Or, you know, like things like that when we're at dinner.
Yeah.
And he did that the other day with the food when he was asking, he was like, what's your favorite, you know, let's go around to the table and,
oh,
or,
yeah.
What do you say? Like, or can we go around the table and talk about everybody's favorite food or something like that? I can't remember how he asked it.
Yeah.
But then it ended up being like, everybody's favorite breakfast food, everybody's favorite lunch, everybody's favorite dinner. And, and then we learned that Caden does and does not like cheese and does and does not like pretty much everything. He was just answering random.
Yeah.
That's just who he is.
Yeah, that's just how he is. And we've used, so another kind of tool that we've used to connect are the table topics.
That was our like first phone date.
Was table topics.
Mm-hmm. That was your suggestion. Yeah.
They have a ton of packs. We have two or three.
We have a date night one. We have a couples one.
It's like a romance one. There's a lot.
I don't know. There's like another like generic ones. And then there's table topics for kids too. We've gotten.
Yeah. We've gotten those at Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
And the kids like them.
Yeah.
But
I should have grabbed some. It's just these cards that you turn over and it's just prompts of, you know, asking sometimes silly questions, sometimes thought-provoking questions. It doesn't have to be about relationships. It can be about anything. Like, you know, I don't know, what's a moment that you felt silly in the last year?
Right.
Or, you know, when's a time you felt really accomplished? Or just, what's your favorite
candy bar? Right, if you were to suggest a book to anybody, you know, what would it be and why?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that we do is just turn them into conversations.
Yeah.
Like it happens pretty organically.
Yeah.
We will just grab a dozen cards, go take the dogs on a walk and just kind of go through the cards. I love doing that.
Yeah. I was gonna say, that's one of my favorite things we do. It's just usually a random Monday night or whatever. And like, I don't want to say the W word again because her ears perked up, but
oh no.
We'll take the dogs on a walk and, just do that and talk while we're doing it. And I mean, they get what they, you know, dogs get what they want and we get some quality time together. And, something I really
You learn about your spouse talks. There too.
Yeah.
Especially
some of the random ones that you just never think to ask, like the book one, like, you know, what kind of, cause I remember you recommended like Small Great Things to me
in
the book. And I think it came off of one of those where it was just like a, you know, talking about books randomly from one of those cards. You're like, oh, hey, this is like a, or maybe it was something unexpected, like something, what's something unexpected about yourself that, and you told me that you were in a book club.
Oh,
I would never think to ask that. I would never have any other reason to know that.
In a book club that read a Jody Picoult book.
Yeah. Weren't you the only man in it?
I was the only man in it. And
weren't you like the youngest by like 20 years or something?
I wasn't. No. I had, there were younger, like Arlene was in that.
Oh, she's okay. Younger than me. I was thinking that she was.
No, but for the most part, it was. 40s to 60s women. So,
see, things you would just never think to ask.
I mean, I would have never picked up a Jody Picoult book, and I really enjoyed that book, Small Great Things. It's a good book.
It's a great book. Yeah.
But those, I mean, I like the conversations that come from those. Too. Talked about movies a bunch with those. I don't remember that being in one of our first dates, I think. So we probably did that over Zoom.
We did that over like table. That was our like first like phone date. Like it wasn't even Zoom or FaceTime or anything. It was just a straight up on the phone.
My memory's awful.
Yeah. And mine, I told my best friend this, told Amber this. Our phone date lasted like 4 or 5 hours. It was a long time.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I don't think I've never told you this before, but as we were drinking, like I had a glass of wine just to ease my nerves, whatever. And at some point I had to pee. So I took you with me to the bathroom. Put my phone on mute so you wouldn't hear me pee.
Oh, okay. And you peed.
You're welcome.
That's, I mean, you pee. Oh, man.
But now you know I go like every 5 seconds. Like Carter makes fun of me for it all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Like, God, you gotta go again. You have a tiny bladder. I know. It's ridiculous.
You have a Lilo bladder.
I do. It's insane.
I think one of the more important things, too, is setting the expectations for what boundaries you want to set when you want to have that quality time. You know, like if it's no screen time when we're mm-hmm. having dinner, or if it's, hey, once the kids go to bed, can, before we turn on the TV and kind of get into our, can we go for a walk? I mean, a walk is a bad example because we're not going to do that with the kids sleeping.
No, please don't call CPS. We don't leave them alone.
No. Go in the backyard. I mean, we do a lot of.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. Like go and sit in the backyard, especially that it's, we live in Texas in the summer, so it's so hot. So it doesn't, like, until the sun goes down, it's really hard to go out there. So it's nice because, we get, you know, some love and time and some yeah. screen-free time and just mm-hmm. time to just sit and chit-chat. And bonus is that the dogs get to run around and run off their energy.
Burn off their energy. Yeah. Do Zoomies but in it's the backyard. Easy to fall into that habit yeah. of, I mean, it was only like a couple months ago, really, that we got patio furniture to do that comfortably. Yeah. We were sitting back there in like
folding Academy chairs.
Yeah, yeah. Like baseball chair. I don't even know what to call them. Camp chairs, like I guess.
Like folding chairs from Academy that you can, I mean, they're just.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always think of,
When you say folding chairs, I picture like the aluminum.
Oh,
you
know, like the ones that come chairs. In a bag.
Yeah. 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 The ones that come in a canvas sling bag. Yeah. Or a nylon bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we only started that kind of recently and it's been fun. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Set those expectations on what you want. You know, communicate with that with your partner, and then make sure to kind of be open to be held accountable and hold them accountable. You know, if you're like no screen time and they pick it up, you can do it with a look,
right?
And don't take it as like, you know, oh God, you know, my wife's getting mad at me because I got my phone. But it's really important. No, just put the phone away. You already agreed to it.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. And I mean, you could have the conversation afterwards, but surely nothing in there
is more important than
your marriage.
Right.
Be humble. Don't, and, you know, hold them accountable and be able to be held accountable.
Yes.
I think it's important.
Absolutely.
What are some other things we've done?
I like doing new stuff, like learning new things together. And you like got into pickleball or you.
Yeah.
Had like one game where you went and played pickleball and then the next weekend.
That got me into pickleball.
Yeah, just one.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Then the next weekend you're like, hey, let's go learn. You wanted to play again. And I'm like, okay, I'll go learn pickleball. It turns out I'm terrible at it, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I think for you, it was just more aerobic activity.
Yeah.
Like I definitely want to continue playing pickleball with you, which we could do that this weekend.
Yeah.
Depending on what the weather is. I think the weather's probably going to be good on Saturday. But yeah, it's finding common interest to do something.
There's a lot, I mean,
discovering common interests together, I think, is big.
Yeah, there's, and we've done a lot of like outdoor stuff. We both like, you know, just general walks with the dogs or hikes. And
yeah, a lot of our first dates were hikes.
Hiking and stuff like that. It's hard to do that during the summer necessarily in Texas, but that sort of thing. So yeah, those keeping up with those common interests and then just sort of adding to it, or even taking part in each other's interests. Like, you like disc golf. I don't play, but happy to walk a course with you because it's, you know, quality time we get to spend together, and usually bring dogs along and
we did that down in Waco. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
There. Yeah, we also went hiking and stuff like that too. But
mm-hmm.
That's not really an interest of mine, but it's an interest of yours, and like seeing you do things that you like to do and. Like farmers markets, that is not a thing that you'd like to do. I'm very well aware that you don't want to go smell soaps.
No, I don't.
But I like to do it and come along with me. So.
Yeah, so we're probably going to do a farmers market this weekend, mm-hmm. I think. Games too. We have several different games that are geared towards couples.
Mm-hmm.
Some we've played, one which is my favorite is Pandemic. We haven't played Pandemic in a while. It's not as, like, topical or relevant right now. I mean, kind of. Maybe. But it's a good game that is a cooperative game.
Yeah. So it's not like Monopoly where somebody ends up throwing the board.
Yeah. We've played Monopoly, though.
And ended up throwing the board.
And I won.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Did that come through?
That's right. Let's play categories, okay?
Yeah, no, we played categories several times.
You try to challenge, or you try to put in like ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous words.
No, I just use adjectives.
We're going to have to revisit this at a different time. I don't think that's in the rules. We can't, like...
Okay, so don't play games that are going to cause arguments. No, Pandemic is a great game. I love Pandemic.
Yeah, that one's fun.
We played that matching game, Twosome.
I think that was fun. Called. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's like you flip over two kind of prompt cards.
Or like personality traits or
yeah.
Like habits, like thing, yeah, personality quirks even.
Right, and then you kind of blindly see if you can match your partner to the trait, and they try and kind of do the same thing.
Right.
So a pretty replayable game, I think.
Yeah, because if they're in different order.
Yeah, there's a lot of different combinations of those two cards. But it's also a really quick game, and one that if you want to, you can take your time doing it, and
yeah.
It's going to prompt you to just have conversation. It's going to give you a bunch of different ideas.
Yeah, Twosome's a really fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the other ones that I really loved was the Happy Partners Project. This was another Instagram purchase.
Yeah.
There's like five different categories. I can't remember what all of them are, but it's like talking about the future, talking about connecting, refriending. Mm. Yeah, there's like five different categories, and you pick a card from each category and kind of.
Well, that's kind of how we do it. Yeah, I don't know if there's like a specific game play to it. Oh, that's how we do it. Yeah, that's how we do it, because there's not even in cards.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's not.
There's not an even amount of cards in each category. But yeah, we'd pick one. We'd do it like every... I don't know, month or so.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done it, and we've been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just grab one card from each. Sometimes the cards aren't, you know, it's like, hey, where's the next vacation that you want to go?
Right.
Or what's the next big thing you want to accomplish? And yeah, it just prompts conversation.
Yeah. Or sometimes they're silly. Like there was one that was like, go into the bathroom and take a like sexy selfie and send it to your partner, like that kind of stuff. Like just silly, goofy stuff.
Is that
on
that one?
I'm pretty sure it's on that one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And then there is the ultimate game for couples.
I think I got that when we were taking a road trip to Colorado.
Oh,
like a couple
we
years ago.
Yeah, this is like, this yeah. is one that just prompts you. It asks you questions. It tries to see how you know your partner.
Yeah.
So it'll ask you questions like, what is my happy place? What's my happy place?
In front of the screen on Super Bowl Sunday.
With the Cowboys.
So yeah.
That'd probably be my happy place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have my happy place is wherever you are.
Oh, that's so cheesy. That was so
cheesy. What is your least favorite household chore? Oh, I'm going to guess that for you. That's laundry.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
God. Like I was telling you yesterday, like I've seen a meme and it's just like this. It's like when you open up the dryer and you're so happy that it's only 8 towels, you know, like instead of, and yeah, I opened up the yeah. dryer this morning and I was like, oh, it's all that big. And I'm like, it was all the kids' clothes. And I was like, ah,
yeah, so
here's 700 pieces of tiny clothing to fold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the biggest points here are be regular about engaging with your spouse.
Don't be afraid to put your marriage first.
Yes. Yeah. I think there's a lot of literature out there that talks about that, because it feels like that should be the opposite. Especially in a blended family, that you should, you know, because when you're a single parent, it is and you're dating,
mm-hmm.
you as my girlfriend are not going to take
right.
priority over my kids. My kid, like, if you want to be like, hey, I want to go do this thing, no, you know, and there's like a shift I feel like that happens when you become a family where you realize that you have to put, you know, your partner first. You have to.
Yeah, your marriage is the crux of your family.
It's the foundation of your family now. So,
and that's whether you're in a nuclear family or whether you're in a blended family.
Yeah,
I think because the odds are stacked more against you in a blended family, I think it's even more important.
I was going to say, I think it's more important in a blended family because the kids have, you know, like before a blended family, like in a typical nuclear family, I'm using air quotes.
Right.
In a nuclear family. Right. Your kids didn't see you without them.
Yeah.
Right. But in a blended family, your kids saw you without a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's even more important that to kind of make that shift when you realize that this is, you know, to establish boundaries with the kids, to make sure the kids aren't kind of stepping in a line, mm-hmm. make sure you're in lockstep with your partner about, you know, decision-making around the household, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So set boundaries, make time. I know, you know, this, like I said, it's a silver lining that we have some free time. Mm-hmm. You know, it sucks. I'd rather have the kids the entire time.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather, you know, but it's not what's in their best interest. They need to be with their mm-hmm. bio mom too. So we take advantage of that whenever we can, but if not, it's still, you got to make time to do it. Get friends or family to help, you know, be accountable to your partner. Don't take things personal when they call you on it.
Right. Absolutely. Know that, I think I said this even in my wedding vows, that it's you two against the problem, not you two against each other. And it's just something to remember.
Yes. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah. All the time. But
yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think that's all.
Looking forward to our date night, babe.
I know. Me too. All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.